Hello, dear sisters, and welcome back to our study in Christian womanhood, where today we're going to be understanding the lies women believe and the truth that sets us free. Now, I have three questions for you today, and I'm asking that you would reflect on them both from the perspective of your life before Christ and your life now in Christ. So here are the questions. What truth have you traded for a lie? How were you deceived? And why does this matter? But before we go any further, let's first come before the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for bringing us back to study your word. Lord, I ask that you would reveal to us the lies of the enemy and that you would show us the truth that sets us free. Lord, we thank you so much for giving us your Son. And Lord, I ask that you would just show us your will and your ways on our life, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. So let's first take a look at where we have been. In our last time together, we reviewed the gospel. And as you may recall, we took a look at our tool that we call the Stickman Gospel, where we learned that this X represents how we all start out, dead in our sins, lost in a fallen world. Where Romans 3:23 tells us, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And Romans 6:23 tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ. But here we also receive a warning from 1 Peter 5:8 that tells us to be serious, be alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for anyone to devour. Now we're going to be spending our time here today in understanding and revealing who the liar is. We're going to be revealing the lies of the enemy, and most importantly, we're going to reveal the truth that is Jesus that sets us free. Now, as we begin, we're going to be taking a look first at what Jesus tells us who the liar is. And in John 8:44, Jesus tells us about the liar, that he was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. And when he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. And God's word also tells us in 1 John 2:22, who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? And then we're going to be looking at how we trade truth for a lie. In Romans 1:25, it tells us, "For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." Now, we're also going to learn how the devil blinds us from the truth. How do we know this? Well, 2 Corinthians 4:4 tells us that the God of this world, who would be the enemy, has blinded the minds of the unbeliever so that they may not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. And that as we start out in that sinful nature, in 1 Corinthians 2:14, "But the natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned." When we look at how we're blinded and we see that this is the barrier between us being dead in our sins and us having life in Christ. Now, we're also going to see the truth versus the liar. And we see that Jesus tells us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Praise God that we have Jesus, who is the truth. So, let's first take a look at where the first lie occurred, which was we need to go back to the beginning, to the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve were told that they could eat of any of the fruit of the trees in the garden except for one, which was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And God had told Adam that he was not to eat of that fruit, and if he did, he would surely die. But we see that the serpent comes to Eve and says to her, did God really say that you would surely die? For you will not surely die. Well, when the serpent cast a doubt upon Eve, she doubted God. She doubted the truth of his word, and she ate of the fruit. And then she offered it to Adam, who also ate of the fruit. And we see that this is where sin entered the world. But we also see that every generation, over and over again, this occurs. God tells us his truth. We doubt him. And when we doubt him, we follow our own fleshly desire, which then leads us to sin, to disobey God, to not believe in his word and his truth. As we fall into our sin nature, we are separated from God. As you can see, God had already said in his word, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. So that death, it leads us to separation from God. And it will be eternal separation unless we go back to having a restored relationship to God, which can only happen through the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he told us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He is the only way back. And Jesus tells us, repent and believe in him. This is the good news. Now, the enemy wants nothing better than for us to be separated from God, for us not to have a relationship with him. And how does he do this? But through lies and temptations. And as we follow Adam and Eve, we see that they believe the lie, they follow their own fleshly desire, and then they go against God and his word. They doubt him, they don't believe him, and it leads them to sin. This happens in all of us. And so, going back to my original question, is what truth have you traded for a lie? And if we're to take a look just from today's perspective, in a worldly perspective, what lies have you believed? Maybe you believe that God doesn't love you. Maybe you believe that you're just not good enough. Through that separation, you know, we have a hole in our heart that can't be filled by anyone except Jesus. And so when we have that hole in our heart, we're constantly looking to fill it with anything. And so we try to look to fill that hole by running after things that we think will give us perfect love. Women can run after men, attention, by getting attention through sex, through attention in the way that we dress that will draw us attention. You know, when we're looking to fill our fleshly desires and fill that hole in our heart, we become self-centered in our sin. And so we're constantly looking for attention on us. It may be through our jobs, through success, through having perfection that could never truly be filled. Just looking in today's world, when we're self-centered in our sin, we want control over our own bodies. Just looking at, even politics today, we're being told lies constantly that we should be able to control our own bodies, have children when we feel like it. And we lose touch in God's will and way on our lives. And in this self-centeredness, we're disobeying Him and going against Him, even to the point of, unfortunately, where so many are telling us it's okay to murder babies, not having respect for unborn life. It's just there's so much out there. Women who look for attention, who think they need to sell their bodies for attention. Women who just don't know how else to get attention. And trading truth for lies. Not believing that God really does love them. So, we need to be so thankful that the Lord has told us in His Word that He didn't come to heal the righteous, but came for the sick, to heal the sick. And we're all sick when we're dead in our sins. But we have good news. The Lord Jesus has told us to repent and believe in Him. Believe in God's truth and His love. To repent and believe in Him. By His mercy and His grace, He has come to pay the price for our sins and take the wrath that we so deserve. You know, in this self-centeredness, we find that when we don't believe in the one true gospel, we're going to believe in a false gospel. And this is so dangerous. We see this both in America and around the world, where there's so many people out there that the enemy is using to tell us lies, that the world, that everything should be about ourselves and not about the plan that God has on our lives. We see false gospels out there saying, pay money to churches and you'll be healed of your sickness. Just so many lies about prosperity. The fact is this is not the life that God has planned for us. He has so many more promises that He wants to fulfill to us. But we need to trust Him and obey Him. And the fact is Jesus told us that we are to pick up our cross and follow him, that we are to deny ourselves, that we're to literally die to self, surrender ourselves, and live for him. That is the truth of God's word. And so, sisters, I urge you to get in God's word and know his truth. This is the only way. The world will tell you so many lies. The enemy wants to keep you separated from God. And he'll do this through temptations so that you would follow your own fleshly desire instead of focusing, looking up at God and focusing on him instead of ourselves. And the truth is God loved us so much that he gave his only son so that whosoever shall believe in him will have eternal life. Sisters, we are so very blessed. I just pray that today, if you have not been saved, that you would cry out to Jesus, ask him to show you his truth of his word. And if you don't know his word, to go into the Bible, into his word, and ask him to reveal it to you. But also, I know from my own experience that there's so many times that even as a saved Christian woman, there's still lies that we wind up believing. And we really need to be serious and be alert, because the enemy is constantly going to try to tempt us with his lies. It's time for us to get alone with God and ask him to reveal to us the lies that we may be believing, even as Christian women. We need to be serious and be alert. And truly, truly ask God to change our hearts, to stop us from the habits that we may have in constantly searching for other things to fill our hearts with, and instead look to him to fill our hearts. Sisters, we are so very blessed, and I truly hope that this time is a blessing to you. And I just want to pray as we finish up today. Lord Jesus, just come to you and ask that you would continue to do a mighty work in our hearts, Lord. Reveal to us the lies that we may be believing, the attention that we may be searching from other things. And Lord, lift our eyes up to you, Lord, that we would just appreciate your mercy and your grace on our lives, Lord. Help us to continue to surrender to your will and your way. Help us to lay everything down and follow you. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.